and it's still count zero for Luke Stumpy Williams. This would be the biggest win of his career. He's been riding for 30 years. He's four lengths in front. Second placing is Dambula, then Will John. But count zero, he's going to do it. It will be one hell of a wild party, I tell you. He's won the consolation. Now he's won the Hames Paints Jericho Cup. Count zero, you beauty, in a like a Glenbos celebration, Stumpy. Five lengths, two Dambula, Will John.
Rick at his best once again yesterday, and it was a big day for Team Wild, as Rick said, taking out the consolation and also the Jericho Cup. I wonder how big the party was. We've got Simon on the line this morning. How are you, mate? Congratulations. A big day for the team yesterday.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, it was a terrific day, and, you know, I think the Jericho Cup's just gathering so much momentum. It was, it was so fun being part of it, and an honour to win the race, really.
No doubt about that. And he was an upset win too. He was $26. Did you give him any chance heading into the Jericho? Because he was the absolute dominant stayer in the race.
Yeah, I did really. I quite liked both of my horses. I thought they were over the odds. I really liked his last run at Kyneton. He ran like a horse that was just crying out for a big step up in trip. And he'd done so well throughout the week. I think that was the third weekend he backed up, and he's one of these typical Kiwi tough stayers. You know, he was thriving. You know, the more racing he was doing, the better he was getting. And I was really happy with him going into the race, and I did genuinely think both of them had a real sneaky chance. So, I was thrilled for Luke. I thought, it was a great. He comes and helps us out in the morning, riding a few now and again, and it was great for him. And unfortunately, Ronan chose the wrong horse, but I hope I can get one in for the race for him next year. And obviously he's our stable rider and does a lot of the work. And he chose Britannicus, but it was a thrill for everyone involved. You know, being locals and having the local boys ride them, it was terrific.
I think that adds another layer to the Jericho Cup. The fact is the jumps boys who ride, not the superstar flat jockeys. And to see Luke Stumpy Williams, as you said yesterday, the excitement when he punched the air after crossing the line, and then his post-race interview with JT on racing.com. Let's have a snippet of that. This is pretty much the only snippet we could play, because I think he dropped every single swear word bar one in that post-race interview. But have a listen to Luke Williams post the win.
I walked the track this morning and I knew there were a couple of spots where I could seriously make ground without doing anything, if I could get to them, of course, which I did go up the hill the second time, and he just rolled up there, easy, making ground beautiful. Coming down to late the final turn, I think it was McCarthy, tried to drive me onto the inside. I'm like, no, piss off, we've got to stay out here because, like, it's better ground. Anyway, we stayed out there for a bit longer and made the ground we needed to, and, yeah, got the job done, so it was awesome.
It was a great post-race interview. Luke will be on with Gareth Hall a little later, so we've got the 7-second delay on standby. But tell us a little bit about Stumpy and how long he's been involved with you, Simon.
Yeah, he's got a team of horses down here. He does a bit of breaking in and pre-training, and he comes and just rides a few gallops for us on the fast mornings. And he's been around Warrnambool for a few years now. He's a real character, Stumpy. He's a lovely fella. And yeah, I was like I said, if Ronan wasn't on the horse, he's the next best thing, and I'm sure it'll give him a huge kick along. And it's such a great race for that reason. You know, it's the it's a bit of a battler's race, and for him to win it, he got such a big buzz out of it. Talking to him last night, he was still on cloud nine. So thrilled for him.
You've won plenty of big races, including the Grand Annual there, but this is just the third running of the Jericho. What Billy Gibbons has been able to do is quite remarkable. How special is it for you to now be a Jericho Cup winner?
Oh, look, that's right up there for me. Yesterday, I love the concept. I think it's a great race. It's got real meaning to it. And we're commemorating war veterans a race that happened many years ago, and I just think what a wonderful way to commemorate, our war heroes. You know, it really is a fantastic concept, and as you said, Billy Gibbons needs a big pat on the back, because I think to get this off the ground and running, this race will gather momentum, and it'll, I've said it before, but this will be one of the highlights on the country racing circuit, I think, in the future. It's just going to be, it's going to get bigger and bigger. And I love everything about it. That first year, that, you know, the playing at the last post and the national anthems, mm-hmm. and you can bring people to the races that, you know, might be borderline racing fans, and they're going to have a really good day at Jericho Cup. You know, there's history to learn for the kids. There's something for everyone. It really is a fantastic day.
Absolutely. And could Count Zero be back to defend his crown next year? He was so strong at the end of the 4600.
Yeah, I think we will. We'll be tailoring a campaign around that race next year for sure. He's, he's the ideal horse. He's a really strong stayer. He's tough. You know, we can get him really, really fit because he can cope with the workload. He's very sound as well. So I think his campaign will be tailored around the race again next year for sure.
Gee, the team's having a great run at the moment, Simon. You've had a really good couple of horses that have stepped out in recent weeks. Have you made any decision on the Sandown Guineas winner as yet? Is he going to be staying or is he heading over to Hong Kong?
Yeah, look, it was a very, very tough decision, but we have had him bedded, and it looks like he'll be making his way to Hong Kong. We don't get a lot of quality horses, and when you get one like him, I really do firmly believe he's just going to get better and better. But the money, you know, the money's sort of almost ridiculous, like it, you know, seven figures, and you've got to probably be logical about it, and the racing game's an up and down sort of sport, as everyone knows, and sort of logic tells you that you probably should take the money. So I'm thinking that he's vetted out clear, and I think it'll be in the next week or so he'll be heading to Hong Kong.
Yep, so Ali Ball will be heading over to Hong Kong. We saw in the last race yesterday over in Hong Kong, Shenier defeating Eric Neal around third and Shadow Hero. So you can't begrudge anyone for taking the money, but gee, there's an ability drain on Australian racing, Simon, isn't there, with all these good horses and the huge checks that are being thrown around heading to Hong Kong?
Yeah, it's the money is just extraordinary, you know. And look, you know, for our business, we're it's a hard caper. We work very, very hard, and you actually probably for the hours you do, you don't actually make a lot of money. So, I don't begrudge anyone for taking the money. But like I said, it's mixed feelings really, because you hate horses, a valuable as ability and potential walking out of the stable. But you've just sort of sometimes got to be sensible about it, I guess.
You got another smart one, Charlie Rose, who's been in ripping form. Where do we see her next?
Yeah, we've got a race in a couple of weeks at Flemington, a benchmark 78 over 2,500, I think, will be ideal for her. We're just trying to build her rating over the next sort of 6 to 12 months, and I'd love to see her springtime next year. I think there's a really good staying race in her. She's got plenty of upside, real natural stayer, and she's a lovely sound horse, and we've taken our time. The owners have been very, very patient. I think it'll pay off. As I said, I think there's a nice staying race in her next year.
All right. Well, well done on what was a brilliant day yesterday for the team. Did you celebrate long and hard?
Yeah, there's a few sore heads around here this morning. We've just done a big breakfast order. There's egg and bacons and coffees coming out. So hopefully that'll get us through the morning. But I'm really proud of the team here at home. They do a wonderful job, and they got a big buzz out of the day.
Well done, Simon. It was a great spectacle. Even though there was only a couple of hundred on track, it certainly was a memorable race. Congratulations to you and the team, not just for winning the Jericho, but also the Repercharge as well. So it was a big day.
Thanks very much.